News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A senior Iranian commander killed in an Israeli has been killed in an Israeli airstrike, according to Iran state media. We're joined by Scott Lucas, professor of US and international politics at the Clinton Institute in the University College Dublin. Scott, how significant is this development?
Well, it's a very significant development because Israel has attacked Iranian property. You know, an embassy and a consular building are the property of the nation which runs it. Inside Syria, they have killed three generals, including Iran's top two commanders in Syria. But as significant as that is, it's only the latest of a series of significant Israeli operations. On December 25th, they killed Iran's top commander in Syria in an assassination with a missile. They then killed two other leading Iranian commanders, the head and the deputy head of intelligence in Syria. So in other words, the Israelis are doing this on a regular basis, not just a one-off, and are telling the Iranians, look, we can hit whoever you send to this country.
Iran saying it's a violation of sovereignty. Is it a violation of sovereignty?
Well, I mean, it's an attack on Iranian territory because, again, under diplomatic protocols, any embassy or consulate is the property of the country which you know is in there. So yes, it is a violation of Iranian sovereignty, and it's an escalation of the indirect war between the two countries.
An escalation of the war, could it lead to further escalation?
Of course, because you could have further operations. But I want to emphasize to listeners, I don't think we're talking about a direct war in that Israel launches a series of airstrikes inside Iran itself, or that the Iranians attack Israel. I think instead what you might call an indirect war is that each side is going to try to hit the other with operations. They're going to try to hit personnel of those countries who are outside, you know, Israel or outside Iran. It's just the Israelis are far more effective right now than the Iranians at doing so.
Scott, were reports also coming through this morning, citizens from Australia, Britain, Poland, among seven people working for the food aid organization, the World Central Kitchen, killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza yesterday.
There's also a U.S. Canadian national who's now confirmed to be amongst the dead. This is a horrible, horrible killing, but it is only one of a series of mass killings. These staff work for the World Central Kitchen, a humanitarian organization founded in 2010 by Jose Andre, the chef, to deal with the aftermath of the Haiti earthquake. They weren't there to cause harm. They weren't threatening Israel. But the point here is that's being reinforced is that no one is safe in Gaza. You know, whatever you think of the cause of this war between Israel and Hamas, you know, we're now talking at probably, 32,000 people who have been killed in Gaza since October 7th. And the large majority of them are civilians. And yes, some of them are aid workers.
Just before we let you go, Scott, where are we at in relation to the overall conflict? Are we close, do you think, to the end of this phase of the conflict? Or what's your take on it?
No, I'm going to be very blunt with your listeners, and that is while Hamas is still in power in Gaza, and especially while Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still in power in Israel, this open-ended war by Israel will not stop.
Scott Lucas, Professor of U.S. and International Politics at the Clinton Institute at UCD, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.